Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, friends. We are wrapping up the month of April, and that means we are just a few short weeks away from Mother's Day. And before I introduce you to the incredible, hardworking mother that's in the studio with me here, I want to give a shout out to True Color Salon and Spa, the largest salon in the Treasure Coast, nearly 7,000 square feet. Yes, it's in Vero, a bit of a hike for some. However, they have a talented team that is so diverse and they can hit any budget. So no matter your hair type, no matter what your potential spend is, from skin to hair, massage and more, they will take great care of you. They have weekend and evening hours with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can jump onto their website for True Color Salon and Spa, maybe get a certificate custom made just in time for Mother's Day or an upcoming spring birthday. You'll be so happy that you did. We love True Colors and you will also. Now, in the studio, I have my dear friend, Stacey Kartner. She actually is so committed to supporting local causes and affiliates that it was this fundraiser where you purchased and won fair and square today's interview.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I did.
And so that was for a great gal, Crystal. Her mother was battling a brain cancer. They were raising awareness and funds. And so I just applaud you as a realtor who, even in a pregnant state, was there to win her bids, to support, and really engage. And I think that that helps to separate some of the pack when it comes to creating relationships with agents. So you're celebrating your 12th year and you are at RE/MAX Astoria, yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I found it pretty interesting to learn that when you started your career in real estate, you also started a local billiards venue.
Yes, I did.
So tell us a little bit about your passion for pool and for real estate.
Okay, so about 12 years ago, I got my real estate license and opened a billiard hall in the same month.
Really?
Yes.
Taking it all on.
In the same month, the timing just worked out to where I had to take my test, the lease was ready, the build-out was ready, everything was ready, so I just dived in deep with both of them. It was really awesome. So it was called Shooters. It was the very first non-smoking billiard hall on the Treasure Coast.
Wow.
Yes.
Great claim to fame.
Yes. Yeah. It was challenging because at one time, you know, it was the very first non-smoking pool hall. So everybody kind of
wanted to hang out in what they knew.
They didn't really see my vision and understand anything, but it was a passion of mine that I wanted to try something new, and I thought that this would be the new wave of what's upcoming in.
And it sure is.
It sure is.
Yeah.
So now there's no pool halls on the Treasure Coast that are smoking. There are bars that are smoking that have pool halls, but there are no pool halls that are smoking. So I felt like I started that trend.
Well, of course. We are with a trendsetter on the Treasure Coast Insider today, friends.
Yes. Yeah. And it was
now,
awesome.
Now, you took that experience, and not only did you develop really strong relationships over the years that in so many ways helped to catapult your real estate career, you also took on the game of pool with a lot of gusto, starting to play really just at 21 years of age. You went on to become a 2-time national billiard champion.
Yes.
What?
So over the years, I have, you know, we opened the pool hall. I also helped run some of the leagues in the area. I helped coach a lot of new players that didn't really have the confidence to, you know, to come out and play because they thought, oh, if you're in a league and you go to a tournament,
you have to be great.
You have to be good.
Yeah.
Right. And I told them, I just started. If I can do it, you can do it. You know,
just
come out, have fun with your friends and let's do this. So over the years, I've really, one of my other passions that is helping to coach some of these people and gaining the confidence of starting with nothing and just having the, you know, having the audacity to go out there and try. Come out with your friends and try.
Yeah.
So I've been to the National Billiard Tournament in Las Vegas probably 12 times over the last 16 years.
Wow.
Maybe 17. I don't want to tell my age, but you know, 16 or 17 years. So we've been there about 12 times, and I bring new people nearly every year. So it's really cool to be able to bring, it might just be one new player, but it's to have them experience everything and to go out there and play in the national tournament. It's amazing. I mean, even just this past year in March, we brought three brand new players out there that had never been to Las Vegas. They had never played in a national tournament. And granted, we didn't win, but we had a great time.
Correct.
But
correct.
To answer your question, in 2013, I did play on a women's eight ball team, and we earned first place that year.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Oh, my.
It was amazing. And there was it was a team of five women, and two of them were brand new, you know, so they never expected to even place. And to get first place. I mean, we won a great trophy. We each got a leather jacket. And, you know, living in Florida.
Fringe, no fringe.
It was no fringe. No fringe. It was super cool. I still have it. We
of
all
course.
Still have it to this day.
It's a keepsake.
And we rarely ever wear it except that one or two really cold days here in Florida.
They exist.
But but we, it's a really awesome experience.
Now you still play.
I still play. Yep.
And you're presently on a league.
Mm-hmm.
Even your honey gets to be on the league with you.
Yep.
It's like, it's love of the game, love of your commitment, and you get to like do these fun things together.
Yes. And since it's a non-smoking pool hall, I do get to bring my family there too.
So I love this.
I love the trend that I started about, you know, 16-ish years ago. So it's really great. I mean, I have a 10-month-old, I bring her, you know, I bring my 8-year-old, and you know, it's very family friendly and it's just a great environment.
So let's talk about that a little bit because, Mother's Day is around the corner and I love ladies that just can do it all. We can do it. We have time management down, multitasking is there. And you're a very active mom. Your 8-year-old is equally as ambitious as her mother.
Oh, yes.
And she is the top seller of her Girl Scouts. What is it? A troop?
Yes.
It's a troop, right?
Yep.
I'm several years out of my Girl Scouts days, so I wanted to make sure I got it right. And she was the number one seller of the cookies.
Yes.
And in part because of the passion you have with pool playing and the relationships that have helped to grow your real estate career, you were able to bring in cookies there.
Yes,
and people
we
supported.
And everybody was so kind as to, you know, oh, they were very loyal to her. They said, oh, no, they would go to Publix. They'd go to some other places and say, oh, no, I got my dealer.
I got my girl.
I got her.
I got my cookie girl.
We're going to get it from little Kylie. And, you know,
how
so they
sweet.
All helped support her. And it, you know, it was a really good experience for her this first year as to, you know, not that many other people in her troop sold that many. So she was very proud of herself. She earned herself a gift certificate to Girl Scout camp.
Nice.
Yes. And she is going to do an overnight weekend stay at Girl Scout camp this year.
That is pretty cool. Hard work pays off.
Yes.
Now, Mom, what's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
So mine is the new cookie called Adventurefuls.
Stacy, what is this cookie? That I'm like a... I guess I'm out. I don't even know. I mean, like Thin Mints, yeah. Tagalongs, Adventureful.
I'm not the traditional Thin Mint kind of girl. My second favorite is the Tagalong, but the Adventurefuls, I feel like they really surpassed in the last couple years.
Okay.
They are like a chocolate brownie kind of feel with caramel on top with some sea salt sprinkled on top.
Oh, that sounds so sophisticated.
And they are delish.
And delicious.
Yes.
I always like to say, representing White Glove Moving and Storage, anything that's really decadent and delicious, I like to say, and we moved all the calories right on out. We're such good movers.
I got the calories.
If only it were true. No, we're great movers, but if only we could move out the calories. Wouldn't that be something special? Okay, and so your girl also is very active in 4-H, which is really impressive because that shows commitment and dedication, and not just on the part of the child, but on the family. That is all hands on deck to make this a reality, and I am blessed to know many in the 4-H world and proud to support. What is Kylie helping with? What animal?
So she has a Flemish giant rabbit.
Ah. How giant is this Flemish giant rabbit?
The rabbit is bigger than my 10-month-old child.
Really? I just love it. And super soft.
Oh, yes. Very soft. So she helps take care of it. She cleans out the cage. She feeds the rabbit every night and brushes the little rabbit. Its name is Cottontail.
Oh, very appropriate.
So, yes.
And so even after the fair's over, there's the responsibility is still there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Look at you.
It's not like you get a new animal every year. I mean, you have to continue to take care of the same animal or animals for the next year. And so the longevity factor in the 4-H club is very important to them as well. Because they don't really want to see you just turning over animals every year. You know, they want to see you taking care of the animal, taking care of it the next year, you know, and progressively moving up with it. Maybe adding a new one, but keeping your original is very important.
Not losing sight of the original.
Yeah.
And I believe that you had mentioned that that is part of the success that you found since the years of opening Shooters and beginning in real estate, that so many of your customers that became friends have seen you grow into womanhood as a mother and as a business owner. And so much of what you do working with renters becoming first-time home buyers, you help educate them just as you did in the game of pool to take a chance at these stepping stones. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So elongate a little bit on that, would you?
Okay. So one of my passions besides, you know, my family and my pool is really helping first-time home buyers get themselves into a home. So turning a renter into a homeowner is really, really one of my best passions, because at one point in my life, I was a renter.
Sure.
And, you know, I obviously, you know, you always want this big house and want this big lavish, whatever it is that you want. But you have to take into consideration of what can I afford? And, you know, I have people call me nowadays that say, okay, I want to spend $2,800 a month on rent. And I say, okay, well, that's great. Well, what's your credit? And there's a whole list of questions that I ask. But it comes down to the fact of, what do you really need? And if I could find you a house that you could own for less money, would you be open to that conversation?
Right.
And most of them say yes. So we help find them something that, you know, can be their next stepping stone into homeownership. And there's a lot of process, you know, and a lot of work involved with all of this. But it's really like looking back at my journey from being a renter to having rentals myself now. I mean, I really love to help people get into a home, get into their first home, and then get into their second home and use their current home as their income generating property. And that's really it's just amazing to watch people do that. And
yes.
And it's a, you know, it's definitely a few year process. It's not an overnight thing. It's, you know, sometimes they'll call you and they're like, okay, I want to rent. And then the next year you find them a rental because, you know, they want to rent. And then the next year you're like, okay, well, have you reconsidered? Do you want to look for something else now? If we can find you something cheaper, yes. So it's really awesome to help people get from this one stepping stone into the next home, into finally their dream home as to what they really want and what they really need for their family.
This is so valid. And honestly, because you are so engaged and active in the community and in the realtor associations, and of course with the education and the platforms that RE/MAX of Stewart provides, you are well connected with affiliates that can really help make the process much easier on the home buyer, first time, second time. It really, either way, having those connections and being that resource so that it all melds together and it's an exciting process is very beneficial. For our listeners, one time with your website kindly for me, Stacey.
www.stlucierealtor.com.
All right, friends, there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids, too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
If you operate a small business, you need services like payroll, tax compliance, HR tools, and other resources. You need Complete Employee Solutions. Vero Beach has a team of professionals, including Anthony Sammons, Matt McCain, and Jennifer Comer, who saw the need for competent payroll, HR, and employee leasing services. Call Complete Employee Solutions at 772-978-7277 or visit their website at CompleteEmployeeSolutions.com.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs, all in the latest styles and colors from Tommy Bahama, Lexington, Hooker, Riverside, Universal, Four Seasons, Braxton Color, and Capri. We're the outdoor furniture experts and have hundreds of styles of any patio furniture you need, including a gallery of Berlin Gardens and Pollywood. We specialize in fire pits, outdoor rugs, umbrellas, and replacement cushions. Right now, we're having a spring sale with lots of great markdowns and discounts on everything you need for your Florida home. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Family owned and operated since 1991. Don't forget to visit our outlet and sales store directly across the street, filled with lots of name brand closeouts and sale items. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Sunshine Furniture.
We'll light up the night sky at the Vero Beach Air Show's Friday Night Show. Experience a MiG-17, a wall of fire, and a fireworks extravaganza. Friday, May 3rd at the Vero Beach Air Show, presented by Piper Aircraft, Inc. Tickets at VeroAirShow.com.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16 ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over two decades, two letters, one simple name, Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE10 for your complimentary survey today. Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Shout out to Foxy Nails, two locations, one in Vero, one in Fort Pierce. True nail artists. You bring a design, they will emulate it. You will love the price, and it will last 4 weeks. Gift cards always available, open 7 days a week. Again, Mother's Day, my friends, just a few short weeks away. TreasureCoast.com. Use it as a resource to find out all sorts of fun things happening throughout the region. And they even have an interactive calendar that you can utilize. And they're always looking for contributors. TreasureCoast.com. Thank you. And of course, the Treasure Coast Home and Living. Check out the brand new edition for May coming out in just a couple of days with our very own Brandy Buckner, owner of Sweet Desires Dessert Lounge, on the cover. Yes, my friends. Brandy Buckner, shout out to her. And of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. It's always a free estimate, local, nationwide moving. Stacey, we love earning your referrals when it comes to your buyers and sellers. And I'm telling you, for people that have moved before, and once you get to a certain age in life, it's worth every penny, right?
I'm there. Yes.
We're there. It's worth every penny. So a White Glove free estimate. We're committed to this community. We're here to help. And we would love the opportunity if you know of anybody needing help with the heavy lifting. So Stacey Cardner, 12 years in real estate, Remax of Stewart. This gal has a passion for her family, for billiards, and for making all of us understand and love the idea of home ownership and how we can progress. We can settle for a house that might not be everything we want on the first go round and work our way up to what we want while also having these abilities to earn money from the initial properties. Full of tax write-offs, by the way. What a bonus. So there's lots of things that you are able to help and educate your clients on. In fact, you were the 2022 top producer for your former brokerage. I mean, it just goes to show that that passion shines through.
Yes.
Yeah. So I know that you had mentioned about, working with renters that become buyers. And one of the things that you had said that really gives you so much joy in the transaction is the appreciation that comes from those clients, right? And
yes.
Those little things that you can do. Would you elaborate just a little smidge for us in our last couple minutes?
Sure. So there's a lot of different ways that the homeowners can, we can help them get some money towards their closing costs.
Ah.
So one way is that we can get seller concessions. There's also a lot of grants available, like the Attainable Housing Grant.
Right.
There's different kinds of programs that I can help save them thousands and thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Right. And from their standpoint, they are super appreciative of, every penny counts, especially
most
with a first-time home buyer.
Mm-hmm.
If I can save them $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's a godsend,
Yes.
Like, they are super appreciative, and they're thankful forever. And they always want to come back, and they want to say, and they want to give me referrals and, tell all their friends about their experience.
Correct. Yeah, that's how you, get a customer for life.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense. And so do you have a listing right now that you're pretty excited about?
I do. Yes. Mm-hmm. I have a longtime friend of mine. We have her house under contract. I've known her from the pool halls for about 14 to 15 years now. And it's always a fun experience.
Aww.
It's always just every house is different. Every transaction is different. Every customer is different. And they're all very rewarding.
Oh, I just love that.
Yeah.
How quickly did it go under contract?
In about 9 days went
wow.
under contract. Yeah.
That is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Let the packing begin.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did send her to White Glove as well. So.
She has obviously great taste in realtors and movers.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
Well, one more time with the website. How can folks get in touch with you, Stacey?
www.stlucierealtor.com.
All right. We appreciate you being here. And we're wrapping up April, everyone. Check out treasurecoastinsider.us. Cheers.